With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The FBI arresting a Wisconsin judge for allegedly helping a man evade immigration authorities. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of the courtroom after learning immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents had to chase him down on foot. Key talks today at the Vatican. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met briefly Saturday at the Vatican before the funeral of Pope Francis. The White House says the discussion was very productive and that more details would be released later. The meeting lasted about 15 minutes inside St. Peter's Basilica. Zelensky said, "Good meeting," on social media. He said, "We discussed a lot one-on-one and very symbolic meeting that has potential to become historic if we achieve joint results." I'm Donna Warder.
Immigration remains a big advantage for the GOP. Bernie Bennett has more.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20th through the 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former New York Congressman George Santos has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for crimes that got him ousted from Congress. He apologized and appealed Friday for mercy, then sobbed as he heard his 87-month sentence. He had pled guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos admitted he deceived donors and stole the identities of nearly a dozen people to fund his congressional campaign. More stories online at srnnews.com. Deion Sanders finds himself the target of atheists. More on the story from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The EEOC is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on the back burner. It's all part of a President Trump's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and end the practice of promoting transgenderism. The EEOC received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the fiscal year 2024, and another 3,000 in 2023. This is SRN News. A popular Mexican restaurant will be headed to, well, Mexico. John Scott has more.
The California-based chain will open restaurants in Mexico starting early next year. Chipotle will partner with Alce, a Mexico City-based company that operates locations for Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Chili's, and other brands in South America and Europe. Chipotle says it's confident its classic recipes will resonate with Mexican diners. This expansion arrives as President Trump's tariffs on Mexican imports could increase costs for U.S. Chipotle locations. John Scott reporting.
Famed aerobatic pilot Rob Holland has died in a plane crash in Virginia. He had been scheduled to participate in a weekend air show at Joint Base Langley, Eustis, and Hampton. Officials say Holland was probably the best-known air show pilot and the winningest competitor in aerobatic contest. He was 50 years old. More on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com.